What made joining the Eagles appealing to me was the opportunity to come back to a place that I knew very well, a place that I played, the city that I played in, the fans, the organization itself, Jeffrey Lurie, just a great fit for me and my family to come back to the Philadelphia Eagles.
I understand the culture and the passion of Philadelphia. I get it. I experienced that as a quarterback in 1999. I experienced that firsthand. And now coming back, I understand what it feels like to win in this city. This city hasn't won, and this organization hasn't won in quite some time. It's my job to turn that around.
It's rare for us to be in the top 10 in the draft, but that was our number one goal in the offseason. In the end, based on all the evaluations over the last several weeks and even months, we decided that moving up to the second pick was the right move for our franchise.
There's no price that's high enough to secure a franchise quarterback.
There's nothing that you shouldn't be willing to give up to get to that guy.
Will it be Goff?
Ah,
will it be Wentz?
There you go.
Do you think that the Eagles prefer Wentz over Goff?
If you had to pick one or the other, who'd you pick?
With the second pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Carson Wentz, quarterback, North Dakota State.
Congratulations. So happy to have you.
I've honestly approached things the same way my whole life. You know, it's just take one day at a time, try and get better every day. You know, block out all the noise. Don't worry about pressure, expectations, this or that. And, you know, at the end of the day, as long as I'm worried about what I can control, things will turn out the way they should.
It all starts today. Camp is upon us.
Fantastic to see the Eagles back. Training camp back. The birds trying to get ready for the season.
Oh, my God, Ray. The changes that this franchise has made since last season. New coach, new GM.
New face, new attitude.
Is this roster
better than the roster that ended last season?
I think it is.
I do, too.
Oh, God, it took a long time to get there. But we finally have football, and there's always an optimism.
All right, man, welcome back again. Hey, I hope you guys had a great break. Much needed rest, get away from everybody. Had a chance to relax a little bit. And hopefully you came back ready to go, eager and excited for this 2016, this upcoming season.
Set, hit!
You got to stay focused all the time, but at the same time, there's so much to learn every single day. You know, we're all in this together, and you can't get occupied thinking too far ahead.
We got a long camp ahead of us. We got a lot of work to put in, and you know, the biggest thing I'm focused on is just helping this team get better, and getting myself better, and I can guarantee that whenever my number's called, I'll be ready.
That's a way to get back, 11. That's a way to get back. That's a way to get back with speed.
Coach Reich's been awesome since I got here. You know, he's kind of another set of eyes for me on the sideline and everything. He's got experience in a number of different offensive systems. So the combination of his offense with Doug's has been unbelievable, and I'm looking forward to, again, a long career with hopefully both of those guys.
Number one, he played a former player in the National Football League, played at the high level as a quarterback. And then what he's done in San Diego and in Indianapolis with Peyton Manning, Phillip Rivers, was something that was intriguing to me and wanted to work with him.
Base! Nickel! Base! I need two nickel next play. You calling it under two? You're the only guy. Take it! Base!
first impression of Coach Schwartz was that he was, going to come in being a little hard, and he was a little bit. But at the same time, you know, I've learned a lot about football, truly elevated my game due to the fact that, you know, he is such a smart mind and he is so open about the game of football and what he knows.
Jim Schwartz goes without saying. You know, he's called a lot of games in the National Football League. He's a former head coach, obviously, and just his expertise and his leadership on defense was very very fitting for me and my philosophy.
This year, I think the guys that we have and the mentality and approach of the games, I think we're tougher mentally, and I think that's attributed to the way we practice. Our practices have been hard, probably the hardest that I've had in my 8-year career.
You know, our defense, first of all, our guys like each other. And I think that's what's most important. You know, we play for each other, and we work day in and day out so that we don't let the person down next to us.
How difficult do you think it will be to have Carson Wentz basically redshirted for his entire rookie year?
Well, we don't know it'll be his entire rookie year. We can't speculate that far out. But going into the season, there's a good chance it starts that way. So, right now we're just going to get Carson as many reps as we can, get him caught up, get him to where he needs to be. So, you know, we're just have to wait and see what happens down the road.
There you go. Good ball, Sam. See how he hung on the post there a little bit and back shouldered him. He didn't run him right in that safety. There you go. Good. Good. Give it inside a chance, right? Outside, down. Stay low. There. And I'm out. Stay low. That's better, Carson. Much better. Much better. It's way to stay lower. That's a good move. Good two hands. Much better than yesterday. Much better. Good. Hey, we're out of here. We're out of here. We're out of here.
Just ins and outs of the offense, and I'm going on the field and coming into the meeting room, just talking with the coaches and the other quarterbacks, just little things that you can kind of change with how you read things and little progressions that I think I'll continue to learn and get better with that have really shown me some things that have been good.
I'm Kyle Montgomery here inside the NFL Network newsroom with breaking news this morning as the Philadelphia Eagles have traded quarterback Sam Bradford to the Minnesota Vikings for a first and fourth round draft pick.
Obviously, it's a hard thing for us to do as an organization, trading our starting quarterback. And for us, when we look at our football team and how they perform in the offseason, during training camp, we felt like this was an opportunity for us, not only now, but going forward, that we had to take advantage of.
Carson Wentz will start the game on Sunday. Chase will be number two, and we're moving forward in that direction. What he's done around this building, the plays he's made in practice, in the one preseason game, has given me confidence that he can lead this football team, and I'm excited. I'm thrilled that this is an opportunity for him. It's an opportunity for our organization and our team.
I knew I was ready. You know, I felt very confident, felt like I've developed at a fast pace, and I'm really confident in myself and confident in this team, and I'm excited for it.
I said this way back in OTAs, that the season will be here before you know it. Well, the season's here. You guys are ready to go. You put that jersey on tomorrow. You put that helmet on tomorrow. We come together as a football team. No one believes that us in this room can do anything this season. First-time head coach, rookie quarterback, nobody believes. Who cares? It's what we do. I learned this a long time ago playing this game. It's not about the scheme. It's about players in the room, players making plays. That's what this game is always boiled down to. You get 16 opportunities. Tomorrow's the first one. Be great tomorrow.
2 days until the Eagles begin their season. 2 days until the debut of Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson and the defense that looks to be vastly improved.
It's been a crazy offseason, but through it all, the Eagles have found a path to where they are now.
What a 180 that we've experienced, and they're hoping that now they're going to start marching forward with Carson Wentz.
We knew coming into the season there's going to be a lot of low expectations, and that was before we traded our starting quarterback. So now, a week before the season, we got a rookie coming in. Our expectations from the outside plummeted even more. But I think everybody internally has really just come together and kept our goals intact.
You kind of play with a chip on your shoulder. I kind of always have had that, being from North Dakota, everyone wants to count you out, and I think coming here, nobody expects a first-year head coach or rookie quarterback to really go out and succeed and do well. So we use that as motivation.
Eagles opening day, always an air of excitement packed with hopeful anticipation. The Eagles launched the Doug Peterson era with rookie quarterback Carson Wentz.
You know, the first game was a lot of fun, you know, coming out there, running out in front of all those fans, you know, how passionate they are. Just the link was rocking, and it was awesome. You know, it was kind of surreal for me. I remember after the game just kind of reflecting on, you know, it was my first NFL game. And, you know, it was really sinking in that this is real and it's finally here. And, you know, I've enjoyed every moment of it.
Forget it, man. Have fun, man.
And Carson Wentz about to take his first NFL snap.
You know, I remember the first drive. You know, the first drive of the game, we came out and we drove right down the field and scored right away. And it was just really cool, a special moment. You know, really the whole place was just alive. And, you know, I think everybody else was excited within the team and everything. I know I was. And to really just get the year started the right way, it was pretty cool.
Wentz takes the snap. He steps up, firing for the end zone. Carson Wentz, what a start!
Hey,
keep being our general out there, man. Please.
Oh, he's confident as hell. Yeah.
He need to have it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, yeah. He's gonna learn by mistakes. Gotta love this game, baby. Gotta love this game.
Gotta get this dude on the ground, bro.
We've been setting them up all day for you, Tank. We got
them now. Second down play action. Back goes RG3. He's hit. And down he goes. The sack by Connor Barwin. Back to the 10-yard line.
Yeah, I think our defense, you know, we got a chip on our shoulder. And I think we're all competing against each other. And I think that healthy competition is what's really driving us to be better. We all want to be the reason why we win. And when you get engulfed in that competition and that constant race to improve against each other, and it doesn't matter what opponent we play, you know, we're really up against ourselves and the sky's the limit.
Tonight in Chicago, Illinois, the Chicago Bears and the Philadelphia Eagles. Only one can go 2-0.
Life is bright and stage is set. All you gotta do is be the best you. That's it. Give everything you got. Be the best you tonight, and I promise you it's enough. Plain and simple.
On first and goal, Wentz to Trey Burton. He's in the end zone with a touchdown. Alshon Jeffrey got caught. He gets yanked down by Brandon Graham.
It was pretty close for a while, and you could just see it in everybody's face that, you know, we were poised, we were confident, and being patient, and knew that the Bears at some point would crack. And when they did, we were going to pour it on, and that's what you saw. And those are signs of a mentally tough team. And you don't just show up with mental toughness. You got to earn it. You got to work for it. You got to build it over a period of time.
Seems like you guys have gotten more and more effective in both games as the game's gone along. It's just kind of wearing people down physically. How much is maybe adjustments and scheme?
Yeah, I mean, you adjust after every series. I mean, I've said this before. People talk about halftime adjustments. There's really no such thing in this league. You adjust after every series. And the idea, obviously, as the game goes on, is you have to figure out ways to, you know, put out fires and also not go too far away from, you know, what you're strong at. You know, our job is to keep scoring down whatever way we can. We're going to try to do that.
The Eagles' defense will really be tested today.
This is the biggest test by far that the Eagles have faced.
Going into week three, I think we've just been in a mad scramble to improve and get better and just working every day. And so far we got two wins and looking for a third.
That is a big win for Jim Schwartz's defense.
He's looking and he has grabbed Fletcher Cox in on that hit.
Well, as a secondary guy, I know firsthand that your pass rush and your coverage go hand in hand.
Way most way out there. Well, somebody gonna get one.
Second and 10. Then gets Green to the end zone. Fight for the football. I thought he might have intercepted it.
I did too. I think it's McLeod that's got the football.
Roethlisberger. He's in the shotgun. Eagles lead 20-3. Roethlisberger back again. He lets it fly, and it is almost intercepted.
Man, this is great defense.
Jim Schwartz, I don't know what he's feeding these guys. They are playing outstanding defense.
Wentz, I'm your middle on this one. If they roll that two, I'm taking the middle.
Wentz with Sproles to his right. Slot to the far side. Back goes Wentz. He's looking. He fires. Complete. Touchdown, Jordan Matthews.
That's on point. You got to be on point, bro. This is on point.
You know, I think the biggest thing was we showed that we have the ability to go out there and beat really good teams.
Farmer, touchdown, Philadelphia.
Hey, that what I tell you, man, it is. What I'm talking about, baby.
You know, we don't let the outside distractions affect our confidence or what we think we can do. At some point in this season, we'll run into some adversity, but, you know, so far we've been playing well.
For me, it's pretty simple. You know, I realize we got a lot to prove, and the goal is just to go 1-0 every week.
We know that in big games, we can go out there and win big. Now is how do we stay consistent and be the same team game in and game out?
Hey, now listen, we're 3-0.
Yeah.
3-0.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, there's a long road ahead. I'm hoping you guys are believing just a little bit. It kind of showed me tonight you're believing in each other. That's what it takes to be a great football team. Trusting each other tonight. That's a great win.
Family on three. 1, 2, 3. Family!
My thought heading to the Detroit game that week was that we was going to go out there and handle business.
Eagles are not having a very good first quarter. Caught for a touchdown by Theo Riddick.
He fires to the other side to an open Riddick at the 10, at the 5, touchdown.
And obviously, you know, we didn't start as fast as we want, but we end up coming back into the game.
It is complete for a touchdown to Ryan Matthews. And for the first time today, the Eagles lead the Lions. Ryan Matthews looks for running room, fumbles the football, and the Lions have it. He's looking for Aguilar. No, it's intercepted. It's intercepted, and there's the game.
You know, we had a good game plan going in, and they made good plays, and then the second half we kind of buckled down because we seen what they was hitting us the second half, and, I mean, they just made the plays at the end to win the game.
Bad news for Lane Johnson, really, over the last several weeks.
The Eagles were informed a short time ago that the suspension will go into effect, and so Lane Johnson will not be able to have any contact with the team until, as you say, the very end of the season.
What are your parting words to Lane Johnson?
Honestly, you know, just wanted to express through myself, through Stout, just one, you know, obviously disappointed, and we all are accountable for our actions. But at the same time, you know, look forward to getting him back in the building in a few weeks.
The Eagles officially announcing that fifth-round draft pick Halapola Vaitai, Big V, is your starting right tackle.
Big V looks good. Big, strong guy, smart, athletic. Excited for him to have his opportunity.
You all know that Lane Johnson is suspended for 10 games, so it is Big V today at the right tackle spot. In the first series, Wentz has been sacked twice.
Well, and you were wondering how Big V was going to do over there, and they matched him up against Ryan Kerrigan, and Ryan Kerrigan just takes advantage of him.
He is floating it for the end zone touchdown crowder. He is going to go! Rondell Smallwood! He is picked off, running with the football. It's Jenkins, and Jenkins scores! He gives it to Jones, who walks in. And ladies and gentlemen, this game is over.
I knew a lot of people didn't like the way we lost that game. But, you know, I think after the two losses that we had, mentally the team wasn't shook at all. We knew we had 11 games left to play. We knew that each week was going to be hard. We just got to make sure we don't take our preparation for granted.
We didn't really let it get us down too much. Everybody still contained their poise. There wasn't any dysfunction in the locker room. Malcolm said it best even after the Detroit games. Like, guys, we know who we are, so we don't have to let external things really change our mindset or change the way we go about our work. So everybody was still extremely confident, and I think it showed in the way we played against the Vikings.
Good afternoon, everyone. Merrill Reese, Mike Wick, and the Eagles. Happy to be back at Lincoln Financial Field. If the Eagles are going to reverse this disturbing trend, it must come today against Sam Bradford and the undefeated Minnesota Vikings.
Let's go, baby. Let's start fast.
Wentz takes the snap. He's back quickly. He fires, and it's intercepted by the Vikings.
Go on.
Oh, my.
It is third and goal from the 7. Back goes Bradford. He is firing, and it is intercepted! Intercepted!
Oh! Let's go! That's how you start fast, baby!
We was definitely going to play fast. We had a great week of practice, and once that first turnover happened, nobody panicked. Everybody was already running out there, ready to make a stop, and we ended up getting the ball back, and then we get another turnover.
So now Bradford, a chance in redemption, and he's stripped as that ball is stripped away by Connor Barlow.
And look at this team defense. What we've seen so far, we're seeing great team defense.
You know, we ended up making the stops that we were supposed to, and we put Carson and those guys in a better field position as the game went on.
Wins, looks, fires, complete, touchdown to Green Beckham for a 5-yard touchdown.
In second half, we just kind of pinned our ears back and was getting after Sam a little bit.
6 sacks made the entire afternoon very uncomfortable for one Sam Bradford.
It was been crazy, especially the last couple games, because even special teams have played so well. It's just a great atmosphere to be around. I think it's fun. And my thing is to treat the game the same way as I treat every single day at work, just going in and having fun.
Boom! Boom!
You've got an important game in the division between Dallas and Philadelphia, and there are legitimate stakes. Dallas needs to win it to create a 2-game lead with Philadelphia. Otherwise, they're tied atop the division.
You know, definitely guys are excited about it. It's always a great place to play. The atmosphere is always rocking. It seems like a neutral field most of the time because the Eagles fans travel so well.
I think for us, we just want to make sure we go out there and just handle business and beat Dallas in Dallas and make sure that, you know, we leave on that plane and get back at 5 o'clock in the morning happy.
And walking into the end zone is Matthews for the touchdown. Prescott in the pocket, fires a little, intercepted at the goal line. Look quickly on 3rd and 4, and that's caught. Touchdown, Jordan Matthews. And this drive starts with a fumble, and the Dallas Cowboys with the recovery. Prescott. Elliott got knocked down. Throws wide open. Jason Witten to win the game.
That's one of those games that the Eagles and Doug Peterson are going to look back on and say, we had them. You're up by 10, and they made some mistakes there where they could have put that game out of reach.
Just got to find it deep down in the heart to finish that game, obviously. Just move on to next week, and hopefully we put in that situation again, and we're able to finish the game.
For us, we expect to finish those games. And just as Fletch said, you know, it comes down to the little details at the end and sticking together. In order to finish those games, we've got to be on point in each phase. You know, and it takes all of us.
Ultimately, we want to win the game, and you want to do enough to win the game. It's disappointing, man.
We just got to finish, and I think we should have set for the foot, you know, and, you know, take those mistakes out, and, you know, we win the game.
I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, obviously, it's really bad, and you know, we didn't convert on a 4th down. You work hard to get it down there, and in this league, you got to punch it in when you get your opportunities, and we weren't able to do that enough today.
Play well in a lot of areas, but just not enough, you know, and that's what matters. Do you play well enough or do you not? And this game we did.
I feel like you guys are running out of time here to get this thing turned around.
No, we're halfway through. I got a lot of football to play. Good thing is we're coming back home. If you look around the league right now, we're obviously not in the spot that we wanted to be, but we're in a good spot.
Home sweet home, or at least it better be. After starting the season with 3 straight wins, the Eagles have lost 4 of their last 5. Today, they meet the 6-3 Atlanta Falcons with the highest scoring offense in the NFL.
Going into the game, we knew the Falcons were a good football team. You know, they had beaten some really good teams. They were playing consistent. Offensively, they were really good. So we knew it was going to be a tough battle. But our defense really stepped up.
Let's say he's here. He's going to be fine with this, bro. He's almost in a yard and a half off, line up outside of him.
Ryan, pressure, steps away, but now he's dropped. Told you Barlow was back in the game, and he just announced himself with a sack.
This Philadelphia defensive front, they compact like a trash compactor.
We shut down Julio when we needed it.
He's going deep for Jones. Did he make it? No, incomplete. He tried to come back to the football. He couldn't get there. And the Eagles take over with 2:19 to play.
And then offensively, we were able to run the ball.
Hand it off again. Touchdown.
Keep working. Work your feet. When you're tired, just know it's going to last 3 or 4 seconds. Don't give up. You hear me?
And now Matthews sprinting left. Ryan Matthews has had himself a day.
Anytime you can run the ball and play strong defense, you know, you're a hard team to beat.
That looking, firing, intercepted, and that'll do it. It's McKelvin.
That is a team effort right there. We talked about it early in the week. We talked about it last night being 1-0, okay? So guess what? We're sitting here at 0-0 again. Now we got to go try to win the next week. 1-0. That's all we ask to do. That's all we ask.
It's a damp, dreary day in the Pacific Northwest with cold rain falling intermittently. Good afternoon, everyone. Merle Reese and Mike Quick at CenturyLink Field. Welcome to Seattle. Mike, on the Eagles' degree of difficulty list, this may very well be number one.
Going into the Seahawks week, you know, we knew it was going to be a critical game for us. Going against a team that has performed at such a high level for so many years. And once game time came, you know, minds were ready. And, you know, it was a difficult game.
It goes to ProSize, and ProSize has a hole. ProSize, touchdown. 72 yards to end the round to Baldwin. He is throwing for the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown, Russell Wilson.
Tough to play an offense like that that presents so many different challenges, you know, and I think guys had the effort. I think we just didn't execute as well as we probably should.
Back goes Wentz. He looks. He's going deep down the center of the field for Trent, and it's intercepted by Richard Sherman. Wentz stamps his foot. He takes the snap. He's back. He's looking. He's looking. He fires, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Chancellor.
You could tell that their defense had played together for a while, had a chemistry, and you could see it by the passion and everything that they took into the game. Obviously, they were at home, you know, and they played hard for those fans, and those fans were crazy, but you could just tell in the execution and their style of play that they had been together for so long.
Rodgers, a quick pop for a touchdown to Davante Adams. Carson Wentz sells out for 6. Catches Aaron Rodgers with a beautiful drive of his own. The end zone and a catch made in traffic. You can't throw the ball any better than that.
Well, I think the next few weeks are going to determine what this team is. Things can go two ways. You know, they can go up, they can go down. So I think it just comes down to us turning this thing around ourselves. We're the only ones that can do it. It's up to us.
It has to be a one-game season. And the guys understand that. We've got our backs up against the wall. We have to fight back, and, you know, we have no other choice but to come out and hit people in the jaw. You know, that's what this game is about. You've got to be the most physical and the most mentally tough, and these next 5 weeks are going to show.
It's a cold day in Cincinnati, and the Eagles are out of wiggle room. Beat the 3-7-1 Bengals, and playoff hopes are alive. Lose, and your chances are only mathematical.
Eagle game, they came out with their, you know, with the pants on fire, and they made a lot of big plays.
Dalton gives the football off to Hill. He's in, touchdown. Caught for a touchdown, Tyler Fell. Touchdown, Tyler Eifert.
Easy does it.
And just going back to the things that we could have done better, we shot ourselves in the foot with penalties, you know, on defense. And, you know, we kind of gave ourselves a chance to come back in that game at the end, but, you know, it wasn't enough.
And that will do it. And the Eagles go to their 7th defeat in 9 games.
Not so much happy Monday morning in the Delaware Valley. It is rainy, it is cold, and the only thing worse than the weather is the way the Eagles got trounced yesterday in Cincinnati.
There's too much pride in this room. Everybody has too much pride to stay where we are. I don't like feeling like this. We can only coach and play this game for a short period of time, and then it's like over, done. You've been playing a lot of football. There's a lot of ball you've been playing.
You've got to fight through it. This is where the veterans of the team, you pull those guys with you, man, because we need everybody going down the stretch. We need everybody. You pull them all up.
Mike, this has really been a war of attrition for the Eagles. When you think of the players they have lost today.
Injuries happen in football all the time, and anytime young guys can step up and help in their role, I think it's a big benefit to us.
It's always good to have a balance of young players and some veterans. Every team, no matter who you are, is going to face some kind of adversity, dealing with some losses or injuries. You need those veterans in the locker room to set the example, because a lot of the young guys haven't been in it.
At the end of the day, we know who we are, and we believe in ourselves, we believe in each other, and I think that's what's most important.
Back in the days with Dick Vermeil, back in the days with Buddy Ryan, in the early year of Andy Reid, all of these teams struggled, and then at the end of the season, they put forth an effort that made you feel optimistic. You could see them coming together, and the next year they exploded. That's why these three games, even though the Eagles won't make the playoffs, are so important.
I can't assign you respect. You gotta earn it. You gotta earn it. You want your name on the back of this jersey to mean something? You gotta earn that respect. You want these colors, these jerseys to mean something? You gotta earn that respect. Snap in, snap down. Every single time you step on this field, man.
The Ravens give up an average of 75 yards rushing on the ground. Ryan Matthews has 77 by himself. On first down, it goes to Ryan Matthews. Cuts it back inside. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ryan Matthews. Goes Flacco again. Here comes the rush. He steps up. He's hit. Football loose. And Fletcher Cox, the man who comes up on top of the ball. He steps up. Here comes the rush. They've got him back at the 40. Fletcher Cox.
The whole mentality going into the Baltimore game was we wasn't going down without a fight.
Field goal, field goal.
The kick is away, and it is good.
All right. Close. Close. Close.
Flacco backs up, he's hit, and down he goes inside the 5-yard line.
And they just collapsed the pocket around Joe Flacco.
Looking for the end zone, and it's intercepted. It's picked off by Hicks. There is a huge turnover. He's going to tuck it and run. He is in the end zone. Touchdown, Carson Wentz.
I would go for it right here.
I would too.
Just to try to win the football game.
I would too.
Came down to the last play of the game, you know, which Coach Peterson, you know, went for 2 points, and the whole team was with him.
Win or lose, right here. Wentz fires, and it is incomplete.
So he went for the 2-point conversion. You know, Baltimore made the play, and, you know, they won the game.
What a finish.
What a game. But I'll tell you what, you have nothing to be ashamed of with this Philadelphia Eagles team, and I don't blame Doug Peterson for trying to win it right here and now.
It's 6:38. Just want to go in, take care of the body, get ready. It's normally a long day at practice because we got so much stuff going in. And we ain't got to be there until 8:15. But I try to get in around 7 o'clock. That way it gives me time to get in, get settled, you know, go up a few things, make sure I'm ready to go before the first meeting.
Hey, thank you. Give me some $5 every morning.
Going on this 5-game losing streak that we're on right now, man, it's not fun.
It's raining, bro. Got a little rain out here in this cove.
And at this point we're at right now, I just really want to get that losing taste out of their mouth and just go out and get a win, you know, not just for, you know, the team, but just, you know, for the fans in Philly.
And then Allen's out there, and then he goes down. Now you got Isaac back out there. I mean, we're on our fifth right tackle. That's hard. It's extremely hard. We're just blessed to have the depth to put guys out there. And Isaac hasn't played it since college, so, you know, and he played well.
Right. I feel like we can do the whole production meeting on your offensive line here. Because I'm going to have to try and put it in perspective. You know, what the loss of Lane Johnson. The numbers say 3-1 with, 2-8 without.
Right.
What else? What else am I missing?
You know, when we lost him, you know, for the 10 weeks, and now you're starting, okay, big V against the Redskins, and, you know, shaky early, settled down, and then began to play good, and we started, we weren't winning, but the consistency was coming back, and then, but the thing was, it just disrupted the entire flow of your offense.
Tough Sproles. Got a block from Lane Johnson. Sproles inside the 10. Derek Sproles. Opening drive. Philadelphia touchdown.
I think it's good to have Lane Johnson back.
I was just thinking the same thing. Lane Johnson has certainly made a huge difference already.
Wentz shot. End zone. Touchdown. Aguilar. Just like that.
Great job here by Carson Wentz.
As soon as Lane came back, you see that, you know, we lost one of our best offensive linemen, and that's significant. You know, when you talk about having a rookie quarterback, you know, to lose one of your top linemen was big.
Manning, compressed pocket, throws the interception. Malcolm Jenkins taking it all the way for an Eagle touchdown. Manning throwing, and it's intercepted. That is two for Malcolm Jenkins tonight. 13 seconds left. Manning just putting it up for grabs. Schwartz will tie, and it's intercepted. Cutting underneath and taking it away, Terrence Brooks.
Hey, first of all, welcome back. Hope y'all had a great Christmas holiday. Now you're back. Refocus. Dallas Cowboys, okay? Let's go finish this thing right. You did a great job Thursday night. Great job Thursday night. Great team effort. Going to take everybody again this week. I don't care if they play their starters or not. I don't care. It's the Dallas Cowboys, and they're coming to town. Let's just knock them down just a little bit, and we'll finish this thing the right way.
Wentz. He fires. Complete. Touchdown. Hurts. He is buried back at the 2.
I'll tell you what. You say this game means nothing. Don't tell this to the guys down on that field.
Wentz. He's going for the end zone. He's got Hurts. He's got a touchdown. For the first time since 2008, an Eagles quarterback, Carson Wentz, is starting all 16 games. He is pulled. They've sacked him. Give that one to Vinny Curry. He is firing and intercepted again at midfield. When you talk about the players who are playmakers, who are difference makers on the Eagles, include number 58, Jordan Hicks. Does he give it to Watson one more time? He does. And again, touchdown. That nails it.
Terrell Watson's first NFL touchdown. And you're right. That puts the nail in this one.
Can't tell you how proud I am the way you guys have battled really this whole season. But this last 3, 4, 5 weeks of the season, you hung in there. Kind of put out a challenge to you a couple weeks ago to finish the last 2 weeks the right way. And you did that. You believed. That's what it takes. It takes a lot of belief. You did it all season long, coaches and players.
Coming into this year, I think the NFC East was looked as a conference that wasn't as strong. But we see now this is the best conference when it comes to football right now. So I think that's actually going to bode well for us going to the future. We know we can't slack up any game. And so I think guys are going to take that same mentality into the offseason. I think it's going to help us that much more.
I think overall, it's hard to just pinpoint one thing. But you saw plenty of big plays from us, both offensively, defensively, special teams. But then we just had so many breakdowns. We had so many mental mistakes, some different things that we just got to continue to clean up. We're all learning together here. So I think overall we'll just be a lot more consistent as a football team.
I'm really excited about Carson and the things that he's going to be able to do for this organization and for this team, because just the energy that this guy brings, you know, everybody will actually rally behind him.
I mean, I think it's easy. I think all the way around, if everyone just focuses on themselves and getting their self a little bit better, I think we as a team will become a lot better.
You know, being in a new scheme, I think guys are trying to understand the scheme, trying to get it down. But now that we've been in it for a year and we understand what is expected and we understand the calls and the plays and everything that goes into it, now it's time to detail it.
I think Jordan Hicks is probably turning into one of those, you know, top linebackers in this league, and it's exciting to see what he can do. But I think next year, having this entire season under our belts and kind of gaining that trust factor, I think we'll be one of those defenses that's always a step ahead.
Not where we want to be. A year from now, you're playing in January. You got to start thinking about it right now. All of us, we get better. We started with family. We're going to end with family. Family on three. One, two, three.
Family.